Mitzachim Sachar Perak Yud Mishnah Gemo Heviu Lefanav Mitapa Bechadar. After they drank the first one of the four kosos, after they said Kiddush on the first cup, that is drunk on Leil Seder, they would then bring in front of everybody vegetables. And those vegetables could even be chazeres. Chazeres means mar, which would be dipped in salt water. The reason why vegetables are brought out before eating the meal is so that the tinokos will ask questions that children would ask, and that would involve them in the mitzvah of saying over about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And normally vegetables are not brought out before the meal, and now that we're bringing out vegetables before the meal, the children will ask why we're doing so, and we'll tell them all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you have no other vegetables besides chazeres, chazeres means mar, we would even bring out the mar to dip in salt water. And even though the mar is supposed to be eaten after the matzah, however, in this case that we have no other vegetables, we would even bring out the mar, it would be dipped into salt water. We would say a bar piyadam on the vegetables, and then we would say the hakadah. After eating the vegetables, we wouldn't eat anything else until the parperes hatah, the bread that is brought out before the meal. In this case, it would be matzah that is brought out, and we would eat the matzah first. Hey, v'il lefan of matzah v'chazeret, v'charoses u'shnei tafshilin. Aba pisha ein charoses mis. After they would say over the Haggadah, they would bring in front of him matzah, and chazeres, chazeres is mar, and charoses. The mar is dipped into the charoses. They would also bring two tafshilin, two cooked items. One cooked item is zechah for the korban pesach. And the other cooked item is zechah to the korban chagiga, which is also brought on Erev Pesach and eaten on the night of Pesach. Even though there's no separate mitzvah to eat the charoses, they would still bring the charoses, as the charoses is sweet, and the bitter mar, when it's dipped into the charoses would take away some of the bitterness. Rabbi Eliezer bar Avtoda Gomer Mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer bar Avtoda says there's a separate mitzvah to eat charoses. Besides the fact that the charoses is sweet and takes away some of the bitterness of the mar, there's also a separate mitzvah to eat the charoses, and the charoses was made out of apples and different types of fruit, and also nuts, and it was mixed up with spices such as cinnamon, and then they would pour some vinegar in it and mix it all up, so it was a very thick mixture. That thick mixture was zecher latit, it was a zecher to the cement that was used by Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and the long pieces of cinnamon was zecher to the straw that was used by Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim when they built things in Mitzrayim. And the apples that were mixed in is zecher to the tapuch, the apple trees, as the Bnos Yisrael in Mitzrayim would give birth without any pain at all underneath the apple trees. So since the charoses was a zecher to what happened in Mitzrayim, there's a separate mitzvah to eat with charoses, besides the fact that the charoses takes away some of the bitterness of the mar. Uba Mikdash Hayimavian Lefanov Gufo Shal Pesach. And during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, besides bringing out the matzah, mar, and charoses, they would also bring out the actual korban pesach that was roasted and eaten together with the matzah and mar. After we drank the first kos on Leil Seder, which is a kos that we recite Kiddush on, and we brought out the vegetables, which we dipped in salt water, we would then pour the second kos of the dalat kos that we drink on the night of Pesach. But we wouldn't drink that kos right away. That kos is only drank after we recite the Haggadah. The Kana ben Shal Oven. And after pouring the second kos, now is the time for the son to ask his father about some of the differences that he notices in what we do on Leil Seder than what we do normally. And after the son asks the father the questions, the father will teach the son about Yetzias Mitzrayim, as that is the purpose of Leil Pesach, for the father to teach his children about what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then ain't doctor then. Others malad. If the son does not know how to ask himself, the father will teach him. The father will help him along, ask the questions for him, and then teach him about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Manishtana alayla azeh mikor alayla. The son asks, why is this night different than other nights? Shebechor alaylos anu ochlin chametz umatzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. On all other nights, we eat whatever we want. We can eat chametz, or we can eat matzah. Yet tonight, we only eat matzah. Shebechor alaylos anu ochlin shay yirakos. Halayla hazeh mar. On all other nights, we eat other vegetables. Yet tonight, we eat only mar. Shebechor alaylos anu ochlin basar tzwi shalok umavushol. Halayla hazeh kulo tzli. On other nights, we eat meat prepared however we want to prepare it. We can roast it. We can cook it a lot or we can cook it a little. Yet tonight, we eat the meat only if it's roasted. And the Korban Pesach is eaten only roasted. And even the Korban Hagiga that is brought together with the Korban Pesach, according to this Tana, has to be prepared by roasting it. So the meat we eat on Lao Seder, the Korban Hagiga, and the Korban Pesach is eaten only roasted. Now this question was only asked during the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Nowadays, it's replaced by a different question. Why is it that all other nights we eat both sitting straight up and reclining? We can eat however we want. If we want to eat without reclining, we can do so. Yet tonight we eat only reclining. On other nights, we dip only one time, and tonight we dip two times. And in those days when they ate, they used to dip their food into a dip. And what the son is asking, on other nights, we dip only once, meaning we don't break up the meal into two. We eat all the meal at once. Yet tonight, we dip two times. We break up the meal into two. We first bring out vegetables, which we dip in salt water. And then we don't eat the rest of the meal. We recite that God, and only then do we eat the rest of the meal. Well, the feet died to show Ben, Abid Milanda, according to the level of the understanding of the son, that's how the father would teach his son about Yitzias Mitzrayim. If the son is on a simple level, the father would teach him very simply. And if the son is a chacham, the father would teach him on a higher level. Machal Bignos Umisayim Bishvach. When we recite the Haggadah, we start off Bignos with disgrace of Klai Yisrael. We say Mitchila Ode Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, and we say Avodim Hayinu B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. And we end off with Shvach, with praise of Klai Yisrael. Shekarvanu Hamakom La'Avodaso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to his service, and we say the God that was sitting in Mitzrayim, that our Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed our fathers in Mitzrayim. V'doreish me'arami obed abi, ayti yigmar kol ha'parsha kula. We start darshaning from the parsha of Arami obed abi, that Laban Arami tried to destroy our father Yaakov until we complete the entire parsha.